This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out to Las Vegas. Keep talking about this tournament with Tim Murray from VSiN. We've had him on the show a couple times when we've been out in Vegas, out at Circa. Of course, that's where the VSiN studios are as well. Tim, great to have you on the show, man. What's today like for you? I mean, are you just in front of a sports book or you got a setup at home? How's it all set up for you?
A little bit of both. I'll be on the air a little bit later on tonight, so there will be plenty of time in the sports book for taking that all in. But yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun taking it in, and I'll be at home first, might stop by a different sports book on the way into work, and then on the air starting at 6 o'clock central.
I wanted to start just with the locals for us, obviously, and then we can talk more broadly. But the first one tonight locally is Kansas and Arkansas. Kansas has been so up and down this season. I guess so has Arkansas. The Jayhawks sitting there as 4.5-point favorites. What do you make of this matchup, and how are you betting it?
Yeah, this is a game that I think is so intriguing in so many facets. Obviously, you start with the two coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, in Coach Cal and Bill Self, obviously. And then you look at kind of the preseason expectations of both of these teams and how they both underachieved. Arkansas was a preseason top 25 team, and for a good chunk of the year thought they wouldn't be in the NCAA tournament. And then on Kansas, on the flip side, as you guys all know, preseason number one team and now being a 7 seed is certainly a bit disappointing. So, you know, it's interesting. Over at VSiN.com, you could check out, you know, how people are betting every single game. And this is courtesy of DraftKings. But believe it or not, the public is enticed by Arkansas here. 77% of the bets are on the Arkansas Razorbacks. You know, I actually personally, and, you know, I know this is crazy, I actually have not bet this game. I look at this game, and I've had a love-hate relationship with Arkansas this year from a betting standpoint, where I look at this team and I'm like, you know, I thought they were going to be better in SEC play early on. I was able to pick some spots as the season went on. But the curiosity I have, guys, with this Arkansas team is, you know, the return of Boogie Fland, who is the most talented player on their roster. But early on in SEC play, they weren't really playing all that well with him. He gets hurt. And then John L. Davis, the transfer from FAU that you might remember from that magical run to the Final Four, kind of stepped up and really became the leader of that team as they started to have some success. So You know, if I had to pick it in a bracket, I would pick Kansas to move on. I know they're the favorite there. From a betting standpoint, I think I would still lean Kansas a little bit in this particular spot. I just don't know really what to expect from Arkansas. Their second best player, Adu Thiro, is out for this game, so I think that's a big loss for Arkansas. They did not have him in the SEC tournament there, so I think this is a fascinating one, no doubt. I think people are excited to see the possibility of one of these two coaches going up against Rick Pitino in the second round.
Yeah.
But I'm not just saying it because I'm on with you guys. I do think Kansas should take care of business in this one.
What about the other side on the Missouri end? Is this one of those, like, I'm curious what you think about the spread, but also for two teams, which way do you typically lean when it's, here's one team who wants to be slow and play defense and those things, and Missouri, who love nothing more probably than to score 80 today. So, like, do we just veer away from the totals because we don't know? How do you feel about the Missouri game?
Yeah, I love this game from a schematic standpoint. As you pointed out, you've got Drake, who is dead last in adjusted tempo as well as possession length. This team is an absolute grinder of a team. And then on the flip side, you've got a top five offense in Missouri who's going to want to get up and go. And it's funny, I've got a couple of buddies, shockingly, I know, in the business that went to Missouri because of the great
they always do
school.
Yep.
Yeah. And I've been talking to them about, you know, this particular game. And look, it's become, and you know, working in the gambling space, I always get frustrated a little bit this time of year because, like, I love college basketball. I follow it very closely. And this is the week of the year that everyone becomes the expert. And Drake pops on the Missouri line on Sunday, and we're on the air, guys. And I'm like, all right, that's a spot that I'm going to want to look at the underdog. And then as the week goes on, I'm like, oh, wait, everybody seems to like Drake.
Yep.
Wonderful. This is how it plays. So as I always joke, this is the time of year where or the time of the week that I already hate all my picks and all my bets. But I did write this game up for our betting guide, guys, and I did take Drake. Now, full disclosure, I took Drake 2 years ago, and a little walk down memory lane.
That didn't
led
go great.
By 8 with 5 minutes to go and lost by, I believe it was 7 to Miami, got outscored 16-1. And then last year, they were up by, I think, 7 or 8. At the under 8 media timeout and blew that lead. So I'm fully anticipating Drake to completely melt down and lose me this bet. But I think this comes down to how the game is played from a pace standpoint. Can Missouri kind of weather the storm, so to speak? Because I'm sure, as you guys have talked about this week, guys, it is a full-on stylistic difference, and if Missouri is able to play their game, I think they win this game, and I think they win this game potentially going away. But I think Drake can potentially drag them into the mud. I think Ben McCollum, even though he's never been in the NCAA tournament on the Division I side, won multiple national championships at Northwest Missouri State. So I took the 6.5. It certainly feels very trendy. I think my biggest nightmare is that Mark Mitchell just absolutely goes nuts and just dunks on Drake nonstop, and Missouri runs away and hides. But I certainly think this is one of the more intriguing games of the opening round, guys. And I did take the points with the Drake Bulldogs here, +6.5.
We're talking to Tim Murray of VSiN. Hopefully we got some of that feedback cleared up for you. I know there was some issue there as we're talking to Tim. What about just your best bet for today? Is there, we asked about the locals, but is there just a game and a bet you just absolutely love today and you think that the line is completely wrong?
Well, as I said, I hate every bet that I've now currently made. I'll give you a situation that I really liked when the bracket came out. It was actually two teams that I was looking to back. And then I always, and you guys were there, I don't know if both of you were in attendance at the BYU-Iowa State game, but I look at BYU and I'm looking at this team and I'm like, you know what, this is going to be a team that people are going to think can make a run to the Elite Eight. And maybe they can with the way they shoot and the way they get to the rim, but this VCU team is really good and maybe a little bit under the radar. Now, I think the concern I have here for VCU, as I do with Michigan and Wisconsin, teams who are playing today, that these teams played on Sunday, and now they have the quick turnaround. VCU's in elevation in Denver, but I do like VCU. I texted a sportsbook director yesterday, guys, and once again, the public can very well win bets. It's not like the public always loses. Now, they lose more than they win, so it's worth noting that. But this particular sportsbook here in Vegas said their two biggest needs on Thursday were going to be UC San Diego and VCU. And those were the two teams that they were going to look at. So I'll run through those two games quickly that I bet both of them. I took VCU plus three against BYU. And then UC San Diego, guys, I saw in person on Saturday night here in Las Vegas. And, you know, this is a great story. A lot of D2 transfers on this roster. The best cover team in college basketball. And now I understand that people will be looking at Michigan and the size that they have and how they could take advantage of that, which is totally fair. Danny Wolf, the Yale transfer, Vlad Golden, the transfer from FAU, are both enormous humans. They're both seven-footers. And UC San Diego doesn't have anyone north of 6'8". But this is a UC San Diego team that can light it up from the outside. They've got two big-time three-point shooters, and then they've got Aniwa Tate Jones, the New Zealander, who just is the straw that stirs the drink. He gets into the paint. He's number one in the country in free throw attempts this year, and I think tonight, if you like that late-night action and that last game of the evening type of feel, I think that's going to be a phenomenal game. And, you know, Michigan's a team that just did not win outside of their win over Purdue in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. They just don't really win by margin. I think this is going to be a grinder, and I think UC San Diego, and I'll say this, you know, we live in a bubble, at least I do, from a gambling standpoint. So many of us are on UC San Diego, and it's like, oh, man, it's too trendy.
Yep.
Well, then you talk to sports books, and everybody seems to be on Michigan. So if I had to give you two for today, there's a couple that I like, but I think UC San Diego late night, the Tritons against Michigan, is going to be one heck of a game and an opportunity for them to pull off that outright upset.
Since we're going to be on the air, we want a little like juice on it. We were thinking about the first half line for Louisville. -1.5. What do you think? Is that a sucker bet if we're trying to get some action here in this first game?
Yeah, this game. So I have like a personal philosophy that I've adopted during college football season where I really try to avoid betting the early window games because there's nothing worse as a bettor to lose the first game and then you're just angry the whole day because that first bet lost. I would probably be on the opposite side of you on this one with Creighton plus the points. You know, looking at, you know, betting splits, it does feel like this is a pretty popular play looking at Louisville here. Now, I'll point this out real quickly, and I'm not trying to avoid your question, but there's a lot of belief, hey, you got to play first half unders in the NCAA tournament. It's a cash cow. And sometimes it is, but with first four just unfolded, guys, the over hit all four times in the first four and the first half under hitting all four games too. So, you know, trends can be your friends in gambling until they aren't, right? I mean, the Mountain West, you look at some of their numbers, they're just brutal against the point spread. I think the Big Sky is terrible against the point spread. Montana playing Wisconsin later today. But yeah, I totally respect the willingness to take a little sweat there. I think I'll say this, guys. I think the Rupp Arena, hey, Louisville's going to have a home court thing, I think that's getting a little bit overblown here. So I actually kind of went against the grain. I took a little on Creighton, but as I said, I really wanted to stay off this game because there's nothing worse than starting the day with a big L and then you're just fighting your way out of that hole.
All right, real quick, last one for you, Tim. What about to cut down the nets in San Antonio or maybe a futures bet to make the Final Four? Do you have one for us?
Yeah, so the one futures bet that I put in this week was Texas Tech to win their region. So they're in West region. That's the region occupied by Florida, a region obviously that Kansas is a part of. So please don't hate me.
No, you're good. I got Texas Tech in the national title game, so that's fine with me.
Yeah, so I just... It feels like, guys, it's pretty crazy to see the drastic shift. And look, Florida, maybe this is, you know, a UConn from 2 years ago. If you remember that, UConn got hot at the end of the year and then just steamrolled everybody en route to the national championship. Last year, they were pretty much good from start to finish and also steamrolled everybody. This is an absolutely loaded and ridiculous region when you've got Florida, arguably the hottest team in the country. You've got UConn, the two-time defending champ. You've got the hottest mid-major in Colorado State. You've got a really good team in Maryland with an elite starting lineup at lax depth. You've got maybe the best, you know, from a talent standpoint, group of five in there in Memphis. You've got a couple unique type of you know, squads from the mid-majors and Drake that we already talked about. You've got, you know, these coaching matches. I mean, the West has got everything you can ask for, including both the local teams for you guys, Missouri and Kansas. But I think Texas Tech is getting healthier, and I think at around plus 550, 6-1, to me, guys, I think it is worth a play because I think you're getting a team in Texas Tech that profiles as an elite team, but because there's Florida, and because there's St. John's, and because there's Maryland, and because there's UConn, I think you're getting a little bit of a value play there. So Texas Tech to win their region was the one that I played with. I do think at the end of the day, and I think it's a little bit chalky. I think these teams are really elite from the top down. So I had to go against Florida because it felt like that became the really trendy play. I think you go Duke or Houston. At the end of the day, in my bracket, I picked Duke to win the title. I did not put a futures bet on that because they are the betting favorite right now. But I think Houston also getting slept on a little bit. I think people remember last year, oh, this team bowed out in the Sweet 16. Well, yeah, a lot of teams would do that if Jamal Shedd gets hurt during the game. So from a shooting standpoint, this is one of, if not the best team that Kelvin Sampson's had, elite defensively. I know a second-round match against Gonzaga is pretty crazy considering Gonzaga profiles as a top 10 team per Ken Pom and Bart Torvik. But I think at the end of the day, if I'm going to make one futures play, it's Texas Tech to win the West region at around 550 or 6-1.
There we go. Ted Murray from VSiN out in Vegas. Enjoy the action. Best of luck with the bets, man. Thanks for the insight.
Always appreciate it, fellas. See ya.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.